It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
This is the best song I've ever heard. If you're not smiling now, you put one on. Let's get the Vaseline out. Let's see those teeth.
I feel like this should be random dancing.
Yeah! Woo! You can check us out on Facebook at the Denver Darren Copeland Experience on Facebook.com. You can watch us dance break.
It's going on right now. Get up and dance.
Dance break, all right.
Oh, wait, that's me.
Ah!
All right, okay, no, yeah. Here we go.
Really?
Yes, you're dancing.
I feel like I'm in church. What am I? Am I standing up now?
Standing up.
I'm in church. What am I doing?
You're not dancing. There you go. Now dance.
You know, I had to get my hips replaced for my wedding. Oh, I got to stretch here. Oh, yeah. Can we do it?
Yeah, you're going live.
I like doing the hustle, except different. 50% more Latino.
Can the people on Facebook hear the music?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they can hear the music or
no,
not.
No, which makes it even better.
If they can't hear the music, it's just you doing random moving.
Let me just tell you that if you didn't hear the music, you've never seen dancing so in tune to what was just going on right there. All right. You promised to make idiots of ourselves.
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
Bacchiotomy. Is that a bacchiotomy?
It's a bacchiotomy.
A bacchiotomy.
So, in the break.
Yep.
You had told me earlier before the show.
Oh, yeah.
That in the afternoon, you were watching speed skating, which I found very odd.
Well, I did not have the control in my hand, but I was at a bar.
Okay. Because it's Thursday in the afternoon. Why not?
Well, listen, it's easier to get home in the daytime.
That is true.
When I'm walking, because I'm not drinking, I just want to exercise. Anyway, they had speed skating on.
Okay.
And, you know, as I was sitting there, I can watch me some speed skating. I can.
Right.
I can watch me. I mean, I know I can watch most sports and probably get through most sports.
I can do that.
Yeah. So I was watching speed skating, and I was sitting there, and I was looking at the stadium, and the stadium was completely full, huge crowds of people waving their flags. It was a raucous crowd. I had to be in Holland or somewhere. And it got me to thinking that really sports are weird. Sports are strange, you know, and it's amazing to see kind of what different cultures think about, you know, do in terms of their sports. So that's what they, you know, when you can think in terms of, and this is kind of, I don't want to get too like college-y, lecture-y type of thing here, but you know, when you look at cultures, you know, what they find are important are usually what they find are their sports.
Okay.
So, you know, for instance, in Holland, where they have lots of canals and lots of cold weather, ice skating is a plus.
Well, I didn't realize that. I mean, I knew they were big fans of ice skating. But I didn't realize they had, like, speed skating leagues.
Well, I don't know if they have speed. But I'm sure. I mean, what are all these people just doing? Like, just hanging out and waiting for, like, one chance at glory? No, they have, I mean, you, like, skiing.
Waiting for one chance at glory.
Every 4 years, they just have a bunch of guys sitting in a pen with skates on.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Okay, then do this. So, for me, I hear what you're saying. Although I find, and maybe Marcelo was right. We had him on earlier on in the show, and he made some really salient points that, in America, we're eye-hand coordinated, where everywhere else in the world, it's eye-foot coordination. What's, like, the weirdest sports in the world? So, like, in Canada, at what point did someone sit around and go, hey, you know, if we take this rock and we slide it across the ice, it's like a big game of shuffleboard in the snow.
I imagine it started when there were two kids sitting up in the middle of nowhere at minus 35 below zero, looking at a frozen pond, wondering what the hell they were going to do. They might as well do something to keep warm, and they decide to kick a rock around the thing, and they start to ice hockey.
But now it's a huge sport, and they have curling leagues and big, huge tournaments and the curling cup, and it's so that's a weird sport to me, but I like watching it.
It's funny you mention that. There was a guy that was talking with me today at the same bar where I was day drinking. I mean, I wasn't day drinking.
You were just there.
Daydreaming.
Daydreaming.
I'm sorry. That was a misstep. Sorry. Anyway, and he said that they are actually opening a new curling facility
here,
up somewhere around like 6th Avenue and like across 6th Avenue from like Indiana-ish, Indiana 6th Avenue.
No kidding.
Yeah, so we can start a curling league.
I would go. I would do that. I really would. It looks cool. And I like shuffleboard, and that's basically just shuffleboard on ice.
I'm thinking that you would probably die if you had to do the if you had to do the
sweeping.
Big Fuzz all of a sudden collapses and dies. and the worst part was he fell right in front of my stone, so I couldn't get points.
I would ruin it. But I mean, think of like the other weird sports. Like there's cricket in England, and you were telling me about goat tossing and turkey.
No, it's Afghan. It's, you know, in some tribes they just have. Who knows? I saw it on the Travel Channel once.
When it comes down to it, we're tribal. Like, humanity is tribal. We want to be around people that we like and that we're familiar with, and we want to group together and prove that we're better than everybody else.
To me,
and
it just seems
a way to do it.
To me, it's just it's very the thing that I find very interesting about it is to see actually the fandom around some of these sports. Like when you see things like darts being played in front of 10,000 people.
That is weird, right?
I mean, that's awesome.
It is awesome.
But like, that's crazy, right? I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Crazy. Okay, so you know, I remember when my dad was in college, he was a wrestler, and you know, wrestling at CU was pretty big. You know, they get like 1,000 people. They would go to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State.
Oh yeah,
and there would be 10,000 people in the building watching them wrestle.
Well, it's because they were great.
But that's just crazy. Do you see what I'm saying? It's the same as like boxing or anything else, but it's like, you know, you get these cultures around, you know, and that's why I love the movie Basketball so much, is because it's like this new sport and all the fandom that surrounds, you know, a new sport that no one's heard of. And it's just amazing, the ridiculous. Like when you think about football, like, can you imagine, like just think about Raiders fans. I mean, they dress up. I mean,
I get it.
Think about Broncos fans, all the people that dress up in the most extravagant ridiculousness to go to a game.
Yes. Although, to be fair, Raiders fans take it top.
But everybody.
I mean, not like Raiders fans.
But you know what I'm saying.
Like, we're not getting all stabby-stabby on people in Denver.
Well, I'm not suggesting stabby-stabby, but I'm talking about dressing up, not, you know, armed and dangerous.
That's,
you know, they
fans.
Dressed up, but they dress up more. I mean,
right,
you know, it's like people are going in, you know, dressed for the game and these kind of things. You know, how many kids wear, you know, their favorite baseball kid, their baseball player's jersey. I mean, millions and millions and millions. And it's just, when you think about it, sports are weird.
Yeah, you know, you bring that up. When I think about it, I think baseball fans probably are the least crazy. Like, they don't dress up like Darth Vader, or, you know, they might paint their face, but
it's hot.
It is hot, you know.
Hearing about the Darth Vader, it's going to be, your face is going to be on your shirt.
You're going to die. But and they don't riot. They don't do crazy stuff.
No. I've seen riots
at a baseball game in America. In the United States.
Disco demolition night.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
look
fair.
At that.
I think that was more about hatred of disco than baseball.
You said it happened at a baseball
that
game.
True.
That's all
it
I'm saying.
It did happen at a baseball game. Yes, that is true. And again, I think they made a very poor choice to give out bats.
Well, I don't know if they gave out bats.
They gave out little bats.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, you know, but I think that's why people, the baseball fans are not so crazy for baseball, is because there's a lot of crazy in baseball. I mean, there's more crazy in baseball, I think, than most other sports.
Yeah, and so it's on the field.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, first of all, you have a manager that's walking around in the uniform. Like, he's up to bat next.
It's kind of weird. No, that is
right?
Weird. Yeah.
Okay. Then, you know, and you have, you know, people doing ridiculous signs, you know, like, you know, doing their cross their chest, you know, all trying to find the, you know.
Yeah, no, they're like, it's sign language. It's ASL on steroids.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch if you're Catholic.
Right.
That sort of thing. Okay. You didn't dump that, did you? That good. But, you know, I mean, it's weird.
I know. I get it. I guess I've never seen, now I have seen the fans at a dart tournament. Like on TV, like the BBC.
Well, there's
show.
A lot more drinking going on in the darts game.
Sure, and they get all heckly. But I would, I guess you're right. I would like to actually see a broadcast from a curling tournament or from an ice skating, like speed skating tournament, where you've got it filled to the brim with these fans, and I'm like, wow.
You know what I want to see?
What?
I want to see that ball game that the Mayans or the Aztecs all played. You know the one where you have to hit
Hialeah.
It? Not Hialeah.
I think it's Hialeah.
It's not Hialeah.
Well, it should be Hialeah.
Not high.
Oh, you're talking about when they had to hip it in through the
yes,
hoop.
Yes. I'd like to see that game.
I think that's Hippa.
It's not Hialeah.
It's Hippalie. Hippa Hoopalie.
It's not Hialeah.
Hit the ball on the Hoopalie. You sure?
You're an awful person right
now.
I am
right now.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.